Japanese climber Masatoshi Kiriaki is back from his fifth attempt at Mount Hunter. The 37-year-old didn't summit, but spent 83 days trying. From member station KTNA, Sue Dio has the story.
Masatoshi Kiriaki became the first Japanese to summit Denali in winter alone. That was 1998. In 2007, he was the first person to summit Foraker in winter alone. This winter, Masa, as he is fondly known, flew up to the Kiltna Glacier on December 28th to attempt a summit of Mount Hunter by himself. It was his fifth attempt at Hunter. Hunter is third in height next to Denali and Foraker, but a more technically challenging mountain. And no, he didn't summit.
I stayed 16 days for waiting with the weather window to make a summit. No chance, so I decided to descend.
No one comes close to Masa as far as winter days spent on the Denali Massif. 664 winter days altogether on Denali, Foraker, and Hunter over the years. He admits he felt like he climbed Hunter a dozen times this winter.
The camp one, I made five trips back and forth. Then the camp one to camp two, 10 trips, almost 10 trips. Then 8 trips. And 4 trips get my highest point.
Any climber knows sometimes you've climbed the mountain twice after ferrying loads between camps. If you pass Masa on the street, you would never guess he's just back from 83 days in the Alaska Range. Much of it at 10,000 feet. He has no sign of frostbite or sunburn. He's thin, but not gaunt. His friends say he showered several times over the last day to wipe out the grime of no shower for 3 months. Each year, his round, spectacled face and slight form shows up in Tokitna. He is greeted fondly by rangers, by restaurateurs, and anyone else who recognizes his face. He is so humble about his aspirations and about his climbing that few people realize the degree of his expertise. He has earned the respect of climbing rangers because of his cautiousness and the fact that he doesn't want to conquer the mountain. Instead, he says one must pay attention to what Mother Nature is saying.
Keep listening the Mother Nature's. Always keep listening.
The way Masa approaches the weather and the winter is unusual. Joe Reichert has been a climbing ranger on Denali since the mid-90s and is one of the many who has a great respect.
I just have the utmost admiration for the man because, you know, to me, he's a backcountry traveler and a mountaineer that has incredible respect for the terrain around him, i.e. staying safe and keeping himself as safe as possible in really hazardous terrain, and also a respect for the mountain in terms of he really doesn't leave a mark. Sure, he's got a trail on there, and that trail's pretty well established for the time he's there, but to the best of my knowledge, he brings all his stuff back off the mountain and is a really clean user of the resource, and it just has a spirit that seems to thrive in the wilderness, or in that sort of wilderness.
Masa is on his way back to the hustle and bustle of Japan, rush hours, and the millions of people. He will be back, he says, if not next year, then maybe in a few years when his two-year-old daughter, Soko, gets a bit older and his wife, Seiko, allows him to return. Climbing rangers say Hunter will still be here, waiting. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.